name is Asim Birney, and today I'm interviewing beauty queen Amy Jackson, making her Bollywood debut in Ek Deewana Tha with Prateek, releasing on the 17th of February. We also did an interview with Prateek, which has some audio issues, so I'll be posting that a bit later on. But Amy was wonderful to chat to, and she seems very nice and pretty smart. In typical You Podcast fashion, we don't shy away from the tough questions, and I do ask Amy quite a few charming but tough questions. And I hope you enjoy the chat and do catch her debut on the big screen 17th of February. The music by A.R. Rahman, which is playing on the background now, some amazing tracks. It's a remake of a South Indian movie directed by Gautam Menon, but we'll be talking all about all of that in the interview. So skip right over, send us an email with your thoughts on youpodcasting@gmail.com, or leave us a review iTunes, and here's Amy. And I'll be there, oh son, I'm feeling like my whole life has changed. I never wanna be the same. It's time to rearrange.
Hi, Austin.
Hi, Amy, how are you?
Hello, I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for joining us on You Podcast.
No, it's my pleasure.
So how are you finding India? How's it been?
I'm finding it absolutely amazing. I've been over here now since September. I've moved from Liverpool, and it's incredible. So I'm having a great time.
Okay, but because, I mean, you've already done a few movies in India, right? You did a few South Indian movies?
I did one South Indian movie before this Bollywood debut, yes.
Right. And did you know the country before, or was that just kind of you were thrown out of the deep end and that was kind of your first experience?
That was my very first experience. Wow. And the first experience I had was of Chennai, and it was absolutely crazy but amazing at the same time. But that was my first experience of the country. You know, I'd never traveled over here before. So it was purely to come over to do the Tamil movie.
Okay, great. So now you're doing Ek Deewana Tha with Prateek and with Gautam Menon, and you have music by A.R. Rahman, which are huge names in India and beyond.
Yeah.
Does Ek Deewana Tha still feel like a debut for you, or do you feel more at ease already because you've done those South Indian movies?
No, I mean, you know, this is definitely, it feels like a debut again for sure, because, you know, I'm working in Bollywood, and it's a completely different industry to the Tamil industry, and it's a big deal for me, so I'm very excited. I'm a little bit nervous, but obviously it's all new still to me. Everything's completely, you know, fresh.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Well, I'm in London now, so I kind of feel protective of you in India, you know. You're one of us, you know. You're representing us.
You know, but I've been welcomed so much over here, and I've made so many friends, and it's really hard, I think, to make friends in any city, and especially a city as big as Mumbai. And, you know, I thought I'd struggle over here, but I'm having a fantastic time.
Oh, that's great to hear. Have you made, like, film industry friends and stuff like that, or, like, just normal, regular people?
Normal, regular friends, and, you know, I'm very close to Prateek as well. We're very close friends, and, you know, because we shot the movie for over 5 months and stuff. So we hang out together, and, you know,
awesome.
Very close.
Yeah, he was. I just spoke with him an hour or two ago, and he was saying that he was kind of shy around you, and you were the kind of you were the one that is showing him around in India more than he is showing you around.
Oh, I'm not sure about that. He's a good host, but at first he's very shy, but now he won't stop talking. So I've got extremes now.
So you were talking about differences between South Indian movies and Bollywood. So what are kind of the differences in the filmmaking process, in the language? Is it the physicality, or what are the differences?
Well, basically, because I had Gautam Menon, who was obviously from the South, the similarities were there between Madrasapatnam and Ek Deewana Tha, because I had, you know, two South Indian directors. And the majority of the film crew were also from Chennai.
Okay.
But obviously, the language was completely different. I had to learn Hindi for this movie.
Right.
Whereas the last movie, I was speaking parts of Tamil and obviously English.
Okay.
So that was a huge, huge difference.
Yeah.
And also, the places where we shot, they were completely different.
Mm.
You know, the Tamil movie was a typical Chennai shoot. We also shot in Bangalore also and Mysore.
Yeah.
But this time we shot mainly in Mumbai for Ek Deewana Tha, and it was a big difference, obviously, with the temperatures as well, because Chennai is scorching hot, you know, when we shot like in the midst of summer.
Yeah.
That was a huge difference at the scene.
Okay. Did you dub for, were there any dubbing for the South Indian movie or for Ek Diwana Tha, or is it your own voice?
I dubbed for my South movie. I dubbed myself.
Wow, that's amazing.
And obviously, but the Ek Diwana Tha, I'm playing a Christian Malayalam girl, and I'm actually Indian in the movie.
Yeah.
So, you know, my accent would sneak through there. So I had a girl who dubbed the Tamil and Telugu version of Ek Diwana Tha, also dubbed me in Hindi.
Ah, okay. Because I think dubbing seems to be more prevalent in the Tamil film industry than in Bollywood. Like, I'm comparing it to what in Rockstar with Nargis Fakhri. She dubbed and she got a lot of flack for that. So I'm hoping it's kind of slightly different for you.
Fingers crossed. I mean, you know, Nargis was a completely different expectation. Rockstar is a expected movie, and it was, you know, she had a big platform there. So, honestly, my debut
it
was a little bit better than
hers. Yeah. Also, I was speaking with Pratik this morning, and I was asking him why he got so super buff for the role. Because is it because he's acting opposite to a beauty queen, or is it because he needed to kind of step up his game or something like that? Or
of course he had to step up his game 1,000,000%. You know, no, I think the role demanded him to be like that. And I think in his next movie, he's playing, you know, an action guy. So I think he's preparing for the next movie as well.
Well, in preparation to talk to you, I actually went to the gym and I just came back from a workout because I
course.
Knew I was talking with you.
But you don't have to do that, I promise.
No, I felt it was. I felt I should step my game up. I'm speaking with Amy Jackson. It's not a small.
Awesome! I love it. Brilliant.
So, maybe you can talk about this, because a lot of people are talking about this on Twitter, and maybe you have some point of view about it. There's a lot of non-Indian models appearing in Hindi movies now. We spoke about Nargis Fakhri, there was Candice Boucher, Giselle Montero, Jacqueline Fernandez. Where do you kind of stand? Do you feel sometimes that people are kind of hating on you for taking over roles from Indian people or something like that?
You know, there's a mixed review from the majority of the public, and especially in the film industry, are completely open to foreign girls, you know? I mean, and that's the way of the times. I really don't see the problem with it. I don't see Hollywood having a problem with you know, foreign girls coming into American movies.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, there's a lot of talented actresses here in India itself, but people will ask the question, you know, why are they getting a foreign girl to play an Indian part? Well, as I said, you know, that's an actor's job. You've got to play different parts and you've got to play different characters, and that's exactly what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's nothing personal, and it's nothing to be upset about or to get protective about. It's just, you know, 2012, and it's the way of the times now.
Yeah. I think the only successful person has been Katrina Kaif until now, right?
Yes.
Although her background is kind of a mystery. We don't know exactly where she came from.
Where has she come from? It's a complete mystery.
Yeah, exactly.
She's absolutely huge here.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's a big inspiration, Katrina, because, you know, obviously she's a foreign girl and she's made a mark here in India.
Yeah. So is that the kind of template you want to follow, kind of the career path, or you want to do something different?
Oh, I'd love to follow in her footsteps, for sure. She's done a fantastic job. You know, I'd like to make sure that I continue with films that are actually meaningful to me, and I actually enjoy playing the character, and it has a effect on me rather than just, you know, item numbers and things like that. That's not something I'm interested in. I wouldn't mind doing an item number, as long as my role was meaty with it.
You spoke about that you made quite a few friends. How's it been with the established heroines, the Deepikas and the Priyankas? Because they don't seem like a very welcoming bunch, honestly. So,
you know, I have only briefly met them at award functions and events.
Yeah.
But I must say, the guys of the industry are much more friendly than the girls, if I'm completely honest.
I can...
You know, Pratik's absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
You know, he's one of my closest friends right now. And, you know, I've met, like, stars such as, like, Shah Rukh Khan, and he doesn't have to say hello to me, but he goes out his way to be nice to everyone, and that's quite shocking, and the likes of Ranbir Kapoor and people like that.
Yeah.
The girls, on the other hand, they're a different story, but the men of the industry have been very friendly.
Yeah. I don't think we need to name any names, but I'm pretty sure we know
who's friendly. No, I'll keep that to myself.
Sure. So, I just kind of find this being a beauty queen aspect so interesting. Like, is beauty a burden for you? Do you feel like your background coming from a different country or being, like, having won prizes or for your appearance, does that kind of hinder you for certain roles?
Well, you know, people have a misconception of beauty contests. In Miss Teen World, it was about... If I'm completely honest, the whole pageant was 60% went on your interview,
right.
20% went on your appearance, and another 20% went on your interaction with others and your on-stage questions. So to be a beauty queen isn't just to be about being beautiful. You know, you've got to have brains, you've got to have intelligence, you've got to have charisma and a personality. And I won the competition when I was 16, and it completely changed my life, you know. People have these ideas of beauty pageants being terrible, and, you know, the feministic points of views are obviously always there. But it changed my life, and I would not be here if it wasn't for Miss Teen World, if I'm completely honest.
Yeah.
I lived over in America for 6 months at the age of 17, and I grew so independent and grew as a person. So it's not just about your appearance and how you look. It's about the whole package and how you portray yourself and what you want in life as well. It's a stepping stone into other things.
Yeah.
Like, for example, Aishwarya Rai, she is, you know, a Miss World winner, and she's, like, the biggest star in Bollywood now. So
yeah.
It changed her life.
What's next for you? What are you doing after Ek Deewana?
Next, well, the movie Ek Deewana Tha releases on the 17th. So up until then, I'm super busy with promotions. And then in March, I start my first Telugu movie.
Wow.
And then in April, May, I start my next Tamil movie. And then hopefully another movie, a pipeline after that.
Okay, nothing in Bollywood? It's more back to the south?
Yes, that's happening in the summer, but it's all hush-hush at the moment.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so one final question, because I know you got tons of interviews to do. Together with you, your movie, there's also Ek Main, Ek Tu, you know, they have confusingly similar titles, I feel. It's coming with Kareena Kapoor, established star.
Kareena and Imran.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Big production house. Is it kind of scary for you guys?
It's not, because our movie is a completely different film. A different sort to their movie. Ours is a very simple, beautiful love story that can touch everybody's heart. It relates to everybody. And that's going to be a fantastic movie also, but it's on a different scale. And it's typical Bollywood style, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
But ours is releasing a week after theirs. And hopefully, you know, it won't collide too much whatsoever.
Okay, so final question. What are your plans for Valentine's Day? Because that's when the movie is coming out.
My plans for Valentine's Day? Well, I think I'm completely in character as Jesse. And Sachin has to go out of his way to make Jesse's Valentine's a special one. I think we're actually spending it in Delhi for promotions.
Okay.
So it's not that romantic, but our characters will be complete romance.
Well, Amy, it was awesome talking to you. I really wish you well with the movie. And I hope to catch you soon on Bollywood so we can talk a bit more about it.
100%. Thanks so much and take care.
Thank you. And hopefully an item number soon too.
Yes, of course. Of course. Hope so. Bye.
हर चमन